Hey, Open Mic Podcast listeners. Want to share your opinions, give me feedback, or tell me what you're thinking? If you do, send me a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send me audio that might end up in future episodes of the podcast. They're the latest feature from Anchor, the platform that I use to make this show. Here are some things that I would love to hear from you. What questions do you have for me? What did you think of the episode? What did you think of the topic? Who should I interview next? Make up a theme song. I don't know. Do your best impression of me. I'll see all of your messages and I might add them into a future episode. Anchor makes that part super easy. You can send me a voice message right now from wherever you're at, wherever you're listening. Just tap the link in my show notes and I can't wait to hear from you. Again, thanks for listening to the Open Mic Podcast. Until next time, cheers and be well and enjoy today's episode. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Welcome into episode 111 of the Open Mic Podcast. It's your host, Brett Allen, coming to you live from the Bay Area studios. It's good to be here. We are doing a laid-back, stripped-down version tonight of the show because I have several things that I want to talk about, and I haven't done a solo episode in a little while, so I wanted to go ahead and release one. I have a couple interviews coming up this week. Justin Peck and John Allen. We have a former Navy SEAL. That's John. We're going to talk to him Friday about his business, his company that he runs called Elite Meat, where he helps former Navy SEALs, former military officers, military people in general, network, connect, find jobs. And then we're interviewing Justin Peck tomorrow. He is a professional off-road racer, and we're going to chat with him about his new book, Bulletproof. We're also going to talk about mental health and the importance of awareness and that sort of thing. But today on social media, I announced that I'm releasing a book. In 2019, it will be coming out probably in the late fall. I've started working on it. I'm really excited about this. And never in a million years would I have imagined that I would be doing this, really. But I decided after some thought and some consideration that it was something that I wanted to do. And the title of the book is going to be How to Become Friends with Your Ex-Wife, Life Lessons and Humility. And it's really inspired from a lot of different things, but it stems from when I first started the show several months ago. I used to do a lot of solo episodes, and a lot of them were me talking about my divorce and that sort of thing. And I was going back into my old library, and I was realizing that I was talking a lot about this, and just it kept coming up over and over and over. And so I thought to myself, you know, this would make a really good book. And so that's what I'm going to do. And I'm excited about it on several different levels, but it's going to be short. It's probably going to be about 5 chapters. And I'm basically going to be highlighting 5 themes or 5 thoughts of lessons that I've learned being divorced and co-parenting, and how I believe it's possible on some level to become friends with your ex-wife. Now, I know there's people listening going, well, what if it's an abusive relationship, or what if it's verbally abusive? And I get that. And so it's obviously there's never going to be a perfect scenario for this. And I understand that. But really, I think this book can help a lot of people. Because if you take the right mindset and you really focus in, I think it's very possible to be cordial when you're co-parenting with your ex-spouse. And I think it's important, and I've learned a lot of things. And again, as I mentioned just a minute ago, I was going through the library of my thoughts, and really that's what's going to be the focus of the book. And as I'm sitting here drinking my beer, I wanted to share with you a little bit about that and just kind of tell you where I'm coming from and all of that sort of thing. So if you're a loyal listener, thank you so much. A book is coming and I'm really excited about it. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, in today's society, publishing a book is very easy. Now, the writing part is going to be challenging, but I'm super excited about it because I have a lot of ideas and I've sort of started mind mapping it out and really just getting this going. And I believe that the book is going to be very relevant, and I think it's going to be helpful to a lot of people, and it's going to benefit a lot of people. And as I mentioned, I don't want to give a lot of it away, but really, you know, there are certain themes or certain things that I have learned since I've been divorced and I've had to co-parent with my ex-wife. And really, the idea is going to be, you know, ways that you can come together and that you can meet mutually and make things work. Now, I'm not saying that you have to go out and have beers or drinks or dinner with your ex. However, I've done that with her and her new husband and my son. And over the summer, I spent several days there, like almost a week on their property, and hung out with them and had dinner and watched TV. We celebrated my son's birthday together. So those are kind of some of the ideas we're going to talk about. That we're going to talk about humility. We're going to talk about compromise and how I believe that there are ways, again, like I said this earlier, that you can be friends with an ex. It's very possible. And obviously, again, I say this and I don't want to overstate it. I realize there may not be the perfect scenario for this to happen, but I do think that it can be possible. And that's really what the book is about. I'm excited about it. I've got a way to publish it. I've got an editor. The cover art is available on Instagram and Facebook. If you follow me, it's all there. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to start writing it in January. Right now, I'm doing this mind mapping thing where I'm putting this spider web together. And Laura Peterson, who I just had on the other day, she helped me. We talked about this in the interview, kind of how to begin the process of writing a book. And I'm excited. And I feel like I have some things to say and some ideas to put out there into the universe. I don't know. Maybe nobody will want to read it or listen to it. I don't know. But I'm excited about it, and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to take a big swing, and we're going to make it work. So that's coming in late fall of 2019. And all of that sort of thing is coming down the pike. Again, if you've been following the show for a while, you've known that it's just straight up become an interview show. It really has, whether it's celebrities or entrepreneurs or thought leaders or whatever the case might be, that is what we have gravitated towards in the show. I've had comedians on, I've had sex therapists, and that's going to continue as we move forward. We're going to talk to some big names. We've got some big celebrities lined up, some huge entrepreneurs, some military folks. I'm really, really excited about it. And I just want to say thank you for being a part of the show this year. It's been an honor to be able to do this on a regular basis. And it just means the world that you have wanted to be a part of it. So thank you so much for listening and being a part of the Open Mic Podcast. It's mind-blowing. When I started this, you know, I think I mentioned this early on, but to make it this far is really a big deal. Statistically, you know, people say, well, to make it past 13 episodes is really something to be done, because a lot of shows don't make it that far. Honestly, to do something like this, there's a massive workflow involved. There's a lot of editing. There's a lot of research. There's a lot of planning and prepping, and just really making this thing the best that it can be. I've invested in thousands of dollars of audio equipment, and I've upgraded and upgraded and upgraded and just really made this something unique and something special, and just really putting the effort in to do it. And so it's because of you, the listeners, that I continue to do this. And my son, he motivates me as well. So we've got a book coming. The podcast is going to get bigger and better, sound bigger and better. It's just only going to be better. So that's it for tonight. I just wanted to put that out and just kind of explain what was going on, talk about the book. Major guests coming this week, major guests coming in 2019. And I'm so thankful that you all want to be a part of it. Hard work really pays off. Persistence really pays off. And if you want something in life, you can do it. You just have to go for it. It's hard work, and it's totally worth it, though. To be able to know that my voice and my message, even if it was heard by just one person, I would be like, this is crazy, this is unbelievable. But the fact thousands and thousands of people have listened, and there's been so many downloads and so many kind words and just so many awesome and fantastic things, I'm overjoyed. I really am. So thank you all for that. Be ready for the book. and a lot of other amazing things coming up. Until next time, cheers and be well.